This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
So, tech savvy, okay? We celebrate, more especially on the show, okay? We celebrate technology that just makes people's lives a lot easier.
Right.
Okay? Right now, the one of the biggest things that I'm excited about is AI, right? And I told you that I'm experimenting with AI right now. Yeah, they sent me this app which is AI, and I'm loving it every single day. And I feel like it makes my life a lot easier.
Sure.
You know, but there's other tech out there which can make life a whole lot simpler, right? And this is what this show is for, is to highlight those particular new inventions that make the lives of everyday ordinary people a lot easier.
And talking about new inventions, just yesterday, Bankserv Africa launched a new payment service that is called PayShep. And this is to accelerate the country's shift to becoming a cashless society. So no need to worry about having change.
Is it PayShep or PayShep? Which one is it? Maybe we can find out.
Yeah, we're going to find out. So joining us on the line right now, I'm very excited about this, is the head of real-time payments at Bankserv Africa, Mr. Mpho Sadiki. Hey, Mpho, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, and thank you for having us on your show today.
It is a pleasure. Mpho, let me tell you something. We are championing technology here, which makes people's lives a lot easier, and I believe that is part of the reason why we have you here on the show. Now, before we start with the actual conversation and the actual questions that we have for you, I'm going to ask, is it PayShep or is it PayShop? Mind you, PayShep is Ndivo, PayShop is me. Which one is it?
You're quite right. It's PayShep. You know, I think of ShopShop.
ShopShop.
Very much interested into how as South Africans, you know, we like to affirm and reconfirm everything, you know, so it's Shop.
Hey, Tara, ShopShop. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for taking our call. We appreciate you. Now, let us talk about this great invention that you guys introduced, recently, okay? Where did the idea of, before I even ask, where did the idea come from? Can you just summarize what is PayShep?
Yeah, so PayShep, think of it as a collaborative effort between South African banks, Banks of Africa. We've got an industry association called the Payments Association of South Africa, where we looked a few years back, about 2017, 18, and we said it's a higher time that South Africa has truly experienced the ability to send money and receive it instantly. And having looked at other markets in the world, we saw that there was this emergence of this new technology that allows for instant send of money. So it's been a journey of about 4 years that has gotten us to this point where we can truly say you no longer have to wait for 2.5 days at the longest, or you know, for some of us who are lucky, sometimes you get it after a day to send money, and you no longer have to send money not only during weekdays and up until Friday, but you can send money anytime, 24/7, 365 days of the year, and the counterparty or the person on the other side that you're sending money to will receive it instantly. And I think that's the, when we talk about PayShep, that's the power of it, to say, you know what, we're making faster payments easier, and reaffirming this idea that imali match. That's what you need. You need your money now, you'll get it now.
And could you please share with us, how exactly does PayShep work? Because now I think for me, honestly, when someone owes me money and they say they are paying me back and then I only get to see 10 days later, it really is frustrating. But you're talking about instant payments. How exactly does PayShep work?
So the great thing about PayShep is that although it's a brand that everyone is going to get comfortable with and we'll be, you know, publicizing it everywhere, it's a brand that you're going to experience within your bank's banking app or internet banking or USSD banking. So the great thing is that you don't have, there is no new application that needs to be downloaded. You experience PayShep within the banking app of a participating bank. So as we speak, at this point in time, we currently have 4 banks that are live, which is Absa, FNB, NetBank, and Standard Bank. So for those customers that are tech-savvy and probably picked up the noise around PayShep and have gone and updated their banking apps, because that's usually how you pick up the latest innovations on your banking platforms. They probably would have seen the logo PayShap in their banking app or have been prompted by their banks to say, hey, don't you want to register your mobile number as a proxy? So that's, I mean, the first point to make there is that it is not a standalone application. It's a service and a brand that lives within your existing banking app. So you get to experience it doing exactly the same things that you do today of sending money to someone or asking someone to say, hey, you owe me money and pay me, but you can use PayShap. Have you seen the PayShap logo in your bank application? Just punch in my mobile number there, and I will get the money instantly.
All right, Mpo. You know, somebody's listening to this conversation right now, right? And they're thinking to themselves, wait, well, that sounds like e-wallet. Well, that sounds like cash. And, well, that sounds like instant money, what. So from those, you know, digital transactions that we have that exist right now, how different is PayShap?
Yeah, so and I think it comes from the idea that we say, gone are the days that you're going to have to, you will need to share your account number, because if you link your mobile number to your account number to your bank, you are able to just tell somebody to pay money using your mobile number, right? So how is it different from the current mobile wallet solution? The big difference here is that in those solutions, when you receive the money, you want to be the first guy in the queue to withdraw the cash, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which talks back to the point you made earlier, that in our effort to drive a cashless society and move towards a digital society, the money now goes directly to your chosen bank account, the bank account that you linked your mobile number to.
Mm.
So I send you money on PayShap of, say, upsell or FNB or NetBank or Standard Bank mobile application. You bank with one of the other three banks. The money goes directly to your bank account that you've chosen to link to your account. And you can, moving from there, send that very same money to somebody else who is within a bank that, is a participant in PayShap. So that's where the cycle of digital payment starts happening. I mean, yesterday I was sending around 10 rand to people. I mean, well, I don't think we've ever done an EFT, which is what this is, you know, of 10 rand, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so you owe me 20 rand, you can send it to me at PayShap.
You know, when you're saying this, I'm actually thinking about taxi drivers. I'm thinking about small businesses.
Mm.
Could this also be a way of managing the amount of cash they receive and also just having quick, instant payments happening in between transactions as well?
Yeah, so I mean, can you imagine what made it by whether it be in Polokwane or in any of the towns in Limpopo, whether they're selling minis or selling, and they just have a number. They say,
right,
push money to that number, and that's exactly what we're intending to achieve. Is to say, each and every South African does own a mobile number, or one or two. And each and every South African has a bank account, or might not be all of South Africans, but the majority of South Africans have a bank account. You link the two up, and you're a micro entrepreneur.
Mm.
All you have to do is either put in a lanyard with your mobile number with the PayShap logo and say, from today onwards, you just send the BASC transaction or mobile app transaction, and then I'll get the money. I'll get notified from the bank that I received it.
Okay.
Yes.
Because honestly, time right now is not really on our side. I just wanted to see if we can maybe squeeze in this last question, which is extremely important. So I wanted to ask Mpo, I don't know if I heard you in the beginning, but did you say these payments are instant?
These payments are instant. They are, if I had the opportunity to be in Syria, I would have sent you money instantly.
I can give you my number.
The first step is to go and link your number to your, and I'm hoping You bank with the banks that are alive. If not, I mean, the balance of the banks are coming in the later part of the year. So the payment is instant.
Wow.
Within 10 seconds, the money moves, is debited off your account, and the person on the other side gets the money
instantly.
Wow. To use it. And, yeah.
That is beautiful. That is amazing. I'm not going to lie. When I woke up in the morning. Yeah. Come again.
And I'll say, it, and even it's 24 by 7. So
oh, okay.
You could have done it now, and you have received the money.
No, I'm not going to lie, Paul. When I woke up in this morning and I checked my banking app and I saw that thing, I immediately registered. I didn't even know what it was. I was like, I want it.
Wow, gee. Wow.
No, I'm not going to lie. I did that. Thank you so much for taking your time and talking to us. We appreciate it. We appreciate also people like you who are out there making the lives of people a lot easier using technology. Okay, let me give you our gift. Here it is. Here's our gift to you. We call that an air horn, and it's a big deal. Okay, so today you must brag. You must tell people I've got an air horn from Capricorn FM. Okay. All right. Cheers. Thank you so much, Mpo. Take care. All right.
Bye.
There you have it. Mpo, head of real time payment
at Banks of Africa.
Beautiful stuff. Did you register?
Big deal stuff. Come on. The
we
moment.
Keep up with the time.
The moment I saw instant, I'm like, but to whenever come coro da vote.
This is tech savvy.
No
we
more
have
time to waste.
We have to be on top of our game. Okay. That was our conversation for tech savvy.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.